Masachas Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Metzudais Chaya, Ve'oif, Udogim, She'asan, Me'er of Yontif, traps for animals, birds, or fish, that you set them out before Yontif. Lo Yitol Mehen B'Yontif, Ela Im Kein Yodeah, Sheni Tzoydu Me'er of Yontif. A person, if he finds that something was trapped on Yontif, a person may not take this animal from the trap unless he knows for a fact it was already trapped before Yontif, as all Bali Chayim are Muksa, unless you are making them before Yontif. So therefore, if you know that it was trapped before Yontif, it's Mutter, that's considered Mukhan. But if you're not sure, that's Suffolk Mukhan is Usur, it is Muksa, and a person may not be Metalto them on Yontif. Umaita Benachri Echad, Shehevi Dogim L'Rabba Gamliel. There was a Maita with a guy that brought fish on Yontif to Rabba Gamliel. V'amar Mutarnim. Rabbi Gamliel was master of these fish in Tiltal because Rabbi Gamliel argued with the Tanakhama that even though he didn't know whether these fish were caught on Yontif or before Yontif, he held Safek Muchan is Mutter B'Tiltal, even though this fish was brought from out of the Tchum. And the halacha is that a guy that brings something for somebody from out of the Tchum, it is Usur for the person who he brought it for to eat that fish. But since the halacha is that for other people who it was not brought for are allowed to eat the fish, so therefore it's mutter b'tiltal even for the person who he brought it for. Ela she'ein ritzayni l'kabel himeno. But even though I hold that it's mutter b'tiltal, since I hold that safek muchan is mutter, but Rabbi Gamliel did not wish to accept the fish from the guy as he hated him. Mesachas Be'a Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Behema misukenes lo yishchit. Elam kain yeshos bayom lechol mimena kivayet tzvit. A person who sees that his behema is in danger of dying, and he wants to shecht it quickly before it dies and becomes an avela, and the meat will be asur, he cannot shecht his behema on Yontif unless there's still time before the end of Yontif that he will be able to roast one kivayet worth of meat and eat it before the end of Yontif. Even though shechita is mutter on Yontif as it is l'tzarech lechol nefesh, that's only if the shechita is l'tzarech Yontif. But here, unless he has time to eat one kizayis worth, that's not considered tzarech Yontif. Rabbi Akiva Omer, afilu kizayis chayim ibeis bichasur. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you have no time to roast the meat before the end of Yontif, if you have time to eat one kizayis worth of raw meat from the neck where you shechted it, that doesn't have to be stripped from the ore, that's good enough. As some people eat meat raw. Shachta basada. If the behema was shechted out in the field, lo yivena bamoit uvamoita. The behema should not be brought into the house all at once with two people together with a short or a long rod. Avo maybe biyado evarmi varm. The behema should be brought in limb by limb, even though it will take many trips. As if the behema is brought in all at once with two people, then everybody can see that you're involved in getting a behemoth prepared for Yontif, and that's not Kaved Yontif.